Okay, sure.
Okay, good. Another visitor. Stay a while. Stay forever. This is The Boop Show, episode 193 for Monday, November 5th, 2018. And welcome back to it didn't get quiet. Hold on. There we go. Hey everybody, welcome back to the Boop Show. It's Scott Johnson and Brian Dunaway here, ready for you, all happening live right here on the show. What's going on, Brian Dunaway? What are you doing over there?
Nothing. Are you ready for us? Because we're ready for you.
You did a dance. That was nice. It was lovely. It was very nice.
I have to do the dance. I was feeling a little down today.
Yeah.
Just you know, rainy weather, just a little bit of downer, and I wasn't sure if I would dance today or not. And the music came on and just the spirit struck me.
Does the weather...
Hallelujah.
Does the weather get to you? Does it bug you sometimes? Does it bring you
down? I wouldn't necessarily say it bugs me, but it certainly is a mood changer.
It can bring you low, is what you're saying.
It can bring me low, but it also can bring me happiness. I don't have to be... You know, I don't have to be energetic to necessarily be happy.
No, that's true.
I can find peace and calm.
Yeah, this is true. Everything you say is true. And more. Anyway, we're back. Oh, my back hurts. I got back from BlizzCon, and we thought it would be fun, despite the fact that Brian wasn't there. In fact, maybe even funner because he can ask questions that he didn't see while he was there. But the BlizzCon happened, and there was a lot of controversy, some interesting announcements, and a lot of stuff to say about stuff I actually played. So today's going to be a little bit different. I had no time between last show and this show, except for one exception, to play much else. Brian, would you like to hear what I spent my airplane time and my sitting in a hotel waiting for a Lyft time and my sitting in the airport time on?
What would you do if I said no? Because that would make this a pretty pointless podcast. I'm going to go with, yes, Scott, tell me all about it. What did you play on the plane and the Uber and the Lyft?
You're right. It is a dumb question because, of course, you're going to say yes. I want to know what you're saying. You're right. You're totally right. That was like a tropey radio thing we just did. It was dumb.
But it's fun.
Was it, though?
But we spun it around. We spun it around.
All right. Not sure it was fun. But, hey, check this out. So those long periods of time where I could do something like that, when there wasn't a lot, but when it did happen, I played a crap ton of Stardew Valley on my phone because it's on the phone now, and it's only $8. And it's a full-fledged version of Stardew Valley, and it doesn't have any micro nothing. It's just a video game-ass video game. If you've played Stardew Valley on PC or Switch or wherever else, other consoles, it's on everything now, I think. It's that. It's that game from top to bottom, all the content, everything about it. It's that very game, but on mobile devices. And as it turns out, it's a pretty damn good version.
You're on the iOS. I was just about to say, I frequent the Google Play Store, and I'm always watching for the new games to come in. And I was like, what a minute, Stardew Valley isn't on the phone yet.
Yeah.
It's not for the Android, but on the 24th, it was released for the iOS. So.
Yeah, it's coming, though. You're getting it eventually.
Yeah.
I don't know how soon, but sometimes that's how this stuff goes. But yes, iOS is first, I guess, in this case. And I am happy to report it is a faithful recreation of that game. If you liked that game in the first place, you're probably going to really like it here because I think it's actually a better format. This and the Switch are probably the go-tos for me because it's very portable. You can kind of take it anywhere. There's some talk, too, that I could import my PC save. I didn't, but I could. Hmm. I don't know how to do that. I didn't look it up or go too deep, but apparently that's a way to do it.
Now, is that two ways? I mean, is it a one-time import, or do you know yet? Or is
I don't know yet.
Syncs it?
One way, there's no syncing, but one would assume that if you can get it in, you may be able to get it out. But I don't know how.
Right, right.
I may look into that.
I think I've got it in, but I don't know if I can get it out.
Like dogs when they mate. It's hard to get it out.
Ooh,
they just hang there.
What
anyway,
is your problem out here? Oh,
yep.
No.
Yep. Why would dogs put themselves, it's a painful experience for them.
I've heard, I don't want to get too far into that.
Don't you?
Whatever. Let's just stay the way they say they do it. I've seen dogs turned around, you know, back to back. Mm-hmm. I'm like, how did you do this?
Yeah, I've told you that story before. I was trying to separate my dog when I was 15 from a female dog, and I went as far as hanging him upside down. Or no, it was the other way around. I had the female dog. And I hung her upside down, right. And the male dog's just kind of hanging there, bouncing up and down.
Oh, my gosh.
Down. And the other dog, well, here, chat room, let's see if I can actually do this for you. That's
a game no one wants to play.
Let me see if this will work, because this could be cool. So if I go to here, and can I rotate myself around? Yeah, watch this. Okay, so we go, wait.
Oh, what?
Oh, it's not working. Hold on. There we go. Okay.
I'm glad you had the special effects.
Here we go. The dog's hanging upside down like this and just enjoying himself. And my dog is going, yip, 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 and losing its mind. And so I had to intervene. And finally, old Jeffrey popped out there and ran off. So it was good.
That is hilarious. But anyway, you'll find none of that activity in Stardew Valley on the iOS, though, right?
None of that. You can have a dog, though.
Can you now?
Yeah, you can have a cat, you can have a dog. I have a dog. I go feed him every morning, or I go put water in his dish, and I pet him, I don't know what that eventually does for me, because here's my honest answer. I played quite a bit of Stardew Valley in the early days, but I sucked at it.
Right.
And so the PC version, which I bought first, I never really got really far into it, nowhere near what you might consider finishing it. So this is like, I'm already past in the phone where I was on desktop, and it's a really good version of it. It's also kind of, I thought it would like chew battery up. Doesn't really. Does okay. I have an iPhone 8 Plus and it seems fine. Headphones on, sitting in the plane, doing a bunch of stuff. It's great. It's great. If you're like an Animal Crossing fan or a Harvest Moon fan, you already kind of know what you like, and this is that. So play it at your own risk, because it's super addictive on the phone. And there is kind of that quality of like, all right, I'm going to go lay down. When you go to bed in the game, that's when it saves. And it's absolutely got that whole get in the bed, save it, wake up the next day, and get out of bed again and go do more stuff. It's hard not to do that. It's hard not to go out and go for another day. So anyway, I like it a lot, and I think it's really great. And that kept me entertained for a while. I was going to take Diablo, or I was going to take my Switch, but I always remember this. When I take game consoles or anything with me on trips like this, especially when I have like work to do there, I never get around to it. Like, I
it
really
always
don't.
Seems like a great idea, right? It's like, oh, when we get to the hotel room, I'll just, yeah.
Yeah, I brought a book. I didn't read it. I brought a tablet and a pen so I could draw. I didn't do it. No. I even brought a voice recorder that I was going to use for certain interviews and stuff. Didn't do it. It's too busy. So I don't know why I do that stuff in the first place. It's like I'm just letting TSA scan myself for no reason. Just leave it home. And so I didn't bring the Switch for that reason, and it was smart because I wouldn't have had time. However, somebody was very kind to give me a Diablo 3 Switch code while I was there.
Oh, nice, yeah. Nice. Did you pick me up a copy?
No,
you jerk?
As a friend on the team, I'm going to ask. I'm going to see if they'll do it. But it was kind of a little backdoor deal.
Let's not become beggars. Let's not do that.
I'm going to go beg for you and say, look, Brian Dunaway won't leave me alone. He's on my case constantly, and I can't get him off. Can you please help me?
He is on my jock. No, not like that.
No, not on. No, I haven't heard that on my jock thing in a while. That's like a 90s reference rapper deal.
That's totally 90s. Absolutely.
Yeah, I like it. Get off my jock, yo. Anyway,
well,
so
you put super rad in the note, so I had to go. I had to go 90s.
Yeah. You know, I did. But I have played it on there. And since, because I got the code, came home, installed it, and I have done some playing, did that last night after it installed. Plays great. It's what you hope it is. You can play offline, which is nice, which is, I don't know, that might be in line with the PS4, but actually not sure if PS4 even did that, or the Xbox. But, you know, one of the long-time things about Diablo 3 was, well, you can't play offline, and that sucks, blah, 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 whatever. People have forgotten about that complaint, but the Switch version, outside of uploading, you know, seasonal hero information, occasionally, you don't have to play it online. You don't have to have a connection. You can be anywhere you want. No internet at all, and you're playing Diablo. So it's great. I think it's very cool. I'm super into it, and I think it's a very good format for this. I am going to be up all night in bed killing demons, getting loot, which is what I want in life.
Demons and getting loot. I played the Diablo 3 as well, just because of all the Diablo talk. Got me very excited for some Diablo.
Yeah. Do you play in your... the PC, yeah? That's where you played it?
Yeah. So I fired up my Diablo, which is nice, but it's not too bad compared to some Blizzard games. This is a 16 gig download. Didn't take me that long. But yeah, I got back in, but I haven't played in forever, for years. And I had a character called, he was a monk, and a manly man monk. And, he was, you know, around level 50s or so. And I got in and I had no clue what that dude was doing. I had no idea who he was talking to. I had no idea what the journaling quests were or anything like that. I had no idea. I'm like, screw this. I'm not doing this guy because I'm going to have to spend, I'm going to have my journal and read for like 3 days. No thanks.
Nobody wants to do so that. No, that's not.
Nobody wants to do that. So I did something I haven't done since season one of when they started doing the seasons for Diablo 3. I started a new season.
Oh, a seasonal character, eh?
Yeah, a new seasonal character, correct. And so I'm playing through that right now. It didn't take me long to get back into the groove. And I don't quite understand what my goals are because I don't remember much about the seasonal characters and what exactly I'm supposed to be doing.
Well, it tells you in the little season.
Slay it. It does. When you first start the game up, when you choose it, it'll give you a little list of.
You can look at that anytime, by the way. You can go back while you're running around like, oh, wait a minute. Was I supposed to be, where am I supposed to be at this stage? And you can go see what you've achieved so far, what you haven't done, all that.
And that's not so bad. I just don't understand. Sometimes in Diablo, I feel like I missed a whole bunch of storyline because I don't know why I'm doing it. I know I've got quests. I know I've got goals. I see the things I got to check off. I just don't know why I'm doing them.
Well, if you're just playing adventure mode, there is no story really.
Seasonal. There's no story. So these characters are throwaway.
The seasonal you can play the story if you want, but it's the same story you've already played. Like story mode and adventure mode is just kill stuff, do stuff, go build your character, get loot, you know, have fun. The story mode is like full story. Like you're gonna go in there and do the story you've done 100 times. You got the Deckard Cain bits and the whatnots and the who's it's and the whatevers. So that being said,
I think maybe the problem is I never completed the story.
Yeah. Oh, so you don't know how it all ended there.
Right. I don't know exactly how it all ended. Now I put a lot of time into the Diablo 3, but I never finished the main storyline because I was very much a completist. And so everywhere I went, I explored everything, and I loved it. Loved every minute of it, but I never completed the main story. Maybe that's my problem.
You should do that. Mode. You should do that. You should go finish that story. If it's still your same save, and it will be because it's synced,
it is.
You'll be right where you were, and you can just pick it up even with the character you have. It doesn't care what level you are. It doesn't matter.
It doesn't care what level you are? No. Okay, well, I might have to do that. I just remember that back in the day, like every 3 months or so, I would start back up and like, I can't remember the story. And I would start over again. And then like, you know, a couple of months later, I would fire it up again and go, I don't remember what's going on. And I don't know if the story's not engaging with me or something, or.
Well, it's not the most complex story. I mean, I'll be honest. I'm a Diablo fan through and through. I think the series is amazing. But Diablo 3's story is not its high point. It's okay and it's serviceable, but it's pretty tropey and low key and not really breaking any ground. So I don't think you're missing anything too overly complicated. I think it's just a matter of hop in, finish it out.
I'm still having fun. I'm still having fun. I mean, I don't mind, you know, I always just feel like in other Blizzard games, I feel like I have a very robust character development around me. Maybe that's what I'm missing. Maybe that's probably on me. That's on me. But really just Diablo is just, I didn't even realize or I'd forgotten that, my main, capability, my main ability, if I just hold down the mouse button, it just goes auto fire.
Oh yeah.
I was sitting there like a fool going click 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 click.
Oh yeah,
click,
don't
click,
do
click,
that.
Click, click.
Don't do that. That'll kill you click, after click, a while. Click. I mean that was Diablo 2. That's what you had to do in that game. And Diablo 1 was even worse. But you know, 3 has some quality of life improvements. I mean whatever. It's my favorite action RPG of all time. I love it and I can't get enough of it. I do wish there was more content for it. And all of that. And we'll get to some of the reasons I was disappointed in the announcement of the mobile game and what that means here in a second. But, you know, from an outsider's perspective, I think a lot of people probably who weren't at BlizzCon saw this as a bigger problem than those of us who were there saw it. Because when we were there, we were like, oh, well, that's not as cool as Diablo 4. I guess they kind of warned us to check our expectations, and I guess that stuff's still being worked on, but all right, it's fine. I'll go look at it and see what I think. Not that excited. Went upstairs, played it, came away going, actually, that's a pretty fun game. Like, I had a good time with it.
That's interesting. That's interesting because I from the blurbs I saw, it's just like, oh, like BlizzCon, the convention's on fire because look at the lines for the demo of the game. There's nobody even in line. No one wants this crap. No. And it's like, wow. I was like, well, these BlizzCon people are really, they're really hardcore and angry. But no. You're saying that it was
YouTubers at home, dude. Outside. Or it's somebody out there kicking up dirt and trying to be an a-hole on site and trying to stir up stuff. If you go search YouTube, it's like, BlizzCon explodes with, it's like, no, it's a normal BlizzCon. There was a very disappointing chunk of Diablo announcements. Nobody was thrilled. Nobody was jumping up and down for it. Everybody was like, oh, well, that's kind of a weird thing to announce here. Maybe a PAX or something would be better for them to do it there. But I don't get all this vitriol and hate. It doesn't make any sense to me. They're still making your Diablo 4. It's a whole separate team. What are you freaking worried about? You're going to get the game you want. What's the problem?
Right.
So there's a little more Diablo out in the hands of people. So Blizzard makes a crap ton of money on mobile and does so in markets that currently doesn't have a lot of penetration. I don't see how this is a loss for anybody.
This is, I think the difference is, and this is pretty pretty rampant in our society, and maybe it's always been there, but people expectations are just, I think there's this, we get so caught up in our expectations. I mean, not just a little bit. We get like diehard passionate about our expectations, and it doesn't matter if the company's already told us that it's going to be one thing. We have our own built-in expectations and hype, whether the company created or if other things created it. And when things don't line up with our expectations, man, just...
Well, their success is their own worst enemy in some ways because people expect greatness from Blizzard at every turn. And when they don't get what they perceive as to be great, then they have a problem with it. If they were an average game maker, you wouldn't care if they're making a sequel to some old game. But people care because Diablo is this venerable series with an amazing following. 3 sold 30 million copies or something. It is a ridiculously successful game. I think it still holds the record for the fastest selling PC game of all time. Like, that is a very successful game. It's doing well on Switch already. It's lasted a long time. They've successfully put it in the console realm and made it fun there. Like, it's a great experience. Was I disappointed? Absolutely. Does Blizzard owe me something? No, they don't. They never owed me anything. I'm not entitled to anything. They can do whatever they want. And if I don't like it, I can express my misgivings. I can express that I'm frustrated. I can be mad. I can be sad. I can be all those things. That's not the problem here. This idea that we need to scorch the earth and rid it of the scourge of Blizzard because they made a mobile game is effed up.
A petition to stop the development. I mean, not only are you saying that you don't want to play it, I don't even want this to exist. That is some wild stuff there, my friend.
Right. And I love 3. You know what? And people in the chat are already having this conversation about other games. And there's some good action RPGs out there. I would say this. If Diablo had been launched with the business model of Path of Exile, I'd be thrilled. Because Path of Exile just puts out tons and tons of content. But guess what I don't like about Path of Exile? The way it freaking plays. I hate how it plays. It plays stiff and awkward and clanky to me. I love how much content there is. I like how it looks. I like a lot of things about it. I think their story's cool, too. I think that game's got a lot going for it, and it feels like every month they've got new content for it. I think they have really, truly, successfully earned their spot as a respected developer, and that game deserves all the credit it gets. But I don't find the minute-to-moment, moment-to-minute gameplay fun. It's not as fun for me. I find it stiff and off-putting. When I play Diablo 3, it's fluid, it's fast, it's clean, it feels good, looks good, sounds good. In a way that I wish Path of Exile and about 10 other action RPGs felt.
Feels good.
Feels good, that's right. So I'm all for that. I'm all for what people are saying. I'm all for this idea that Blizzard makes more and more content. I want more. If they just said, hey, here's a ton more content for 3, I'd have been stoked about it. Like, that's fine. But this idea that Blizzard has somehow, you know, peed in the holy water is bullcrap. Who cares? It's not that big. Don't play the damn thing. It's not for you. It's a separate team. If you don't like mobile games at all, don't have to go near it. If you like them, okay, well, maybe you'll pick it up and try it. Maybe you'll put it down 5 minutes later and never touch it again. Maybe some people will go all in and play like crazy and spend tons of money on stuff, and Blizzard will be the richest company in the world as a result. I don't know about any of those things. I'm just saying, nobody's got a gun to your head. Nobody's forcing you to play it. And this idea that you're somehow in some sanctified position to call, you know, to call down the whatever is dumb. You can say, hey, Blizzard, you were tone deaf and it was a bad presentation. I would agree with you. I think it was. I think it was very bad. I think they screwed that up.
Right.
Like even just a logo of a number four at the end to just say, hey, and this is still going. We're still working. Like that would have been enough to like satisfy a whole lot of people, including me. So I don't begrudge anybody that stuff. You're just going too far, dude. You're taking it too far. The Venn diagram between you and a butthole are like crossing over right here in the butthole.
So that's a good question. So I think in the last couple of years, for whatever reason you want to blame it on, we have elevated negative talk to newsworthiness. If there is anything you say is going to get some negative feedback. Any YouTube video you look at, there's always going to be dislikes. No matter how great the video is, there's going to be dislikes, and that's because some people are always going to complain. The problem is we've flipped it from making the news that is overwhelmingly positive by, you know, 1,000 likes to 10 people hated it. Therefore, YouTube is outraged. The viewers are outraged. 10 people hated it. I don't think as many people are mad about this as I think we're perceiving. That there is mad about this, and
I want to address a couple of questions in the chat because you're not wrong, but here's an example. Sidian says, I actually think Blizzard has cultivated a deep relationship with their fan base that actually does entitle the fans to expect quality content. I think that's what they expect. It doesn't mean they are guaranteed it. There's no guarantee here. There's no transaction that happened where, oh my gosh, if you announce a mobile game, I can sue you. Like, it just doesn't make any sense what some of these people are doing. Other people are saying, I'm so not surprised Scott is pushing it, but Scott, you're missing the effing point. What effing point? There's no point. Like, either not like it or do like it. Either play it or don't play it. Either say your opinion that you didn't think it was cool and you wish there was something else, or don't. But going on and on and on and signing petitions that want Blizzard to cancel the game, go put your head in the toilet. What are you doing? What are you even doing? Like, what is the point of that? You're going to get your four anyway. You're going to get the game. And let me tell you this. People that are, like, preaching scorched earth sort of discussion around this, like, what Blizzard has done is truly, truly destroyed any hope I have or whatever. So that's it. I'm done. You liar. You're coming back when 4 comes out and you're playing it. Of course you freaking are. In fact, you're probably lying about not playing Immortal. When Immortal comes out, you're going to put it on your phone and you're going to try it. You may delete it right away or throw it away, but you're going to freaking try it. Don't freaking try to tell me that you're some kind of hoity-toity sanctimonious wienerhead that has like locked himself in the room and has forbid himself from ever dealing in anything Diablo-related again. It's not going to happen. And I'm telling you, I agree with you. Bad presentation. I think Blizzard blew it. They had a real opportunity, and they screwed it up. This is an announcement for a PAX or something else, or even just an off time to see it on the blog. This was not a BlizzCon-level announcement at all, and I 100% agree. The idea, though, that this topples everything and, oh, no, Blizzard's done, we're done, is horseshit, just straight-up horseshit. And then if you believe that, though, okay, go. But you're not gonna. You'll still come back and play 4 or whatever it is. Of course you're going to. How dumb.
You know who I love? You know who I love?
Mm.
Blizzard fans.
So I love passionate. Them, too. Passionate.
Come on. Even though we disagree with the stuff in the chat room. And people are also, you know, they call me out for going to the extreme and going, oh, yeah, 10 dislikes. Yes, you're right. It was way more than that. There's a lot more anger about this. Than 10 for sure. But it's such a passionate group. I love this group. I love the Blizzard community, and I'm glad. I mean, it's such an easy flip switch between love, hate, and I love it. Yeah. I think you guys are great.
Let me tell you what, if you want to show your disdain for their choice, literally don't play it.
Yeah,
because that's what stops companies from doing things that you don't like. It's it's when your money talks and you playing it and not playing it and spending money at all speaks volumes. That's not what people are going to do. They're probably going to make more money on this than they have the entire series since it began, because mobile is big money just on the table. Blizzard has yet to really scoop up their share. You could say Hearthstone's done some of that, but they haven't really dived in the way other developers have. And you may say, well, that's good, because I always liked it when they didn't, and I hate mobile games. I get it. You hate. It doesn't change the fact that there is a pile of money there, and they are a business with shareholders trying to make money. If you think that breaks this holy contract between you and Blizzard, a company I love and respect, and I don't like it when they do stuff like this, like stumble through this announcement, it was bad. It was a bad announcement. Everyone assumes I think it was great and that I was all for it. I went upstairs thinking I wasn't going to like it. I was down. Right. I went up there and I played it and went, actually, this is an all right mobile game. This is an okay mobile game and people are going to play like crazy. And I put it down and I went and played Warcraft 3 Remastered. And then I went over there and played the new Overwatch hero. Like you had to leave it where it was and let it be what it's going to be. This idea that you're all owed something more than that is steaming camel jockey poop. It's not accurate. You're not owed anything here. Nothing. You're just not. And you may think you are.
I'm still out on that whole entitlement word that people keep throwing around. I'm a little bit, my mind jury is still a little bit out on that, because I have always been of the belief that there's two parties when you're talking about creating content. There's the content creator, and they have the most ownership of the content and can decide whether it's reproduced or not. As a viewer, I also allow that content into my life, and I give it a part of my life. It's like any other relationship. And when that relationship becomes one-sided and that person goes, hey, look, I made it like I made it. All right.
Right.
Then it hurts that relationship a little bit. You know, you feel a little bit.
Oh, no doubt. I understand that.
I honestly think entitlement is the right word here. I think we're in a relationship, and I think it kind of hurt my feelings a little bit.
No. I get that. I get that. Right. And an entitlement, I agree that that's not always appropriate, although there are some people who are straight up talking like they're entitled to something. And I know people are sick of hearing that word, but being sick of hearing that word doesn't make it any less true. Here's the thing. Here's like a personal experience of somebody. Red River 5 in the chat says, I, as a PC gamer, went to BlizzCon, a PC game maker solely for Diablo. The only game I play of Blizzard's is Diablo. I was incredibly disappointed and wished I had spent the couple grand to take my son and I to the conference, or hadn't spent the money. I get that. And you know what? That's where, again, the rubber meets the road. If you had that bad of an experience and you were there just for a Diablo announcement, you went all the way to BlizzCon just for Diablo, you shouldn't do that again. Don't go. I mean, honestly, don't support Blizzard.
Right.
Because if that's what you went, if that's your relationship with Blizzard, that you're going to go and they're going to give you more Diablo that you want, you shouldn't go again. You should not give them your money again, because they did.
I can understand that.
They did breach that part of your relationship, and you shouldn't do that if you don't want to have that feeling, because it may happen again. If you're not into the whole Blizzard ecosystem, that would have been a really bummer trip. My biggest bummer on this trip was the security sucked, and I wanted to kick all those guys in the teeth. It was so bad. But I like everything Blizzard makes, so I was stoked about all the announcements. And the only one that disappointed me was Diablo. And even then, what are you going to do? I'll wait for my mainline Diablo sequel. It's fine, just like the rest of you will. So
are you gonna relaunch the Diablo show with an Unfriend Me crossover?
Oh, I'm totally doing a new Diablo show this week, in fact.
Perfect.
I have to. I told people when there was Diablo.
Why would you not? You ought to see. Have you seen the Discord channel on the Frog Pants?
Yeah. It's on fire.
It's blowing up. It's on fire.
Here's the other thing I'd say. Sidian says, do you want Blizzard to just be one of those companies that is beholden to its shareholders? Doesn't matter what I want. It matters what Blizzard wants. I'm not saying I want anything. That's the whole point, dude. You can't just say, oh, I want Blizzard to be this for my own personal whatever. It doesn't work that way. Sometimes stuff aligns and you're like, sweet, these guys really speak for me. And that's great when that happens. And Blizzard has been that for me in lots of cases, and there have been cases where they haven't. I could care less about Hearthstone. No interest. I've tried. I'm done. I'm sick of it. I don't like it. I'm just not a fan. horribly disappointed when anything happens with Hearthstone. Just do not care. But other games I am into. I really like Overwatch. I love Heroes of the Storm. I love Diablo, and I love World of Warcraft. Even then, World of Warcraft Classic. Let's talk about that for a second.
Oh, yes, please, because I don't know if I have any interest in this at all.
Well, let me tell you something. If you don't, you're not going to like it. If you do, you might, but I can tell you this. I had exactly... Hold on a second. Soul Surfer is saying, no, it isn't, Scott. You're missing it, and it's still terrible. What are you saying? You've got to explain yourself. Explain yourself. I don't understand what he's trying to say. I'm still not getting it.
Maybe we missed some of the chat.
Says, I'm apologizing for Blizzard when you point out you got involved with them and it's because they aren't like other companies. What? Mm-hmm. I'm not apologizing for Blizzard. I told you. I just said. Okay, I'm going to do this one more time. I want everyone to listen to me very carefully, specifically Soul Usurper. Look at me and read my lips as I say this. I want to be very clear, okay? This is for you, me and you, buddy. It's like you and I are in the same room right now, just me and Soul Usurper, or however you say your name. I'm telling you right now, in your dreamy eyes, I think Blizzard blew it with that announcement. I think it was the wrong place. It was the wrong timing. It's the wrong game for that crowd. It is totally unlike them and feels like a smack in the face to a lot of players who were really hoping for something more, or at the very least, do this somewhere else for a crowd that maybe cares more about it. That was a tone-deaf decision on Blizzard's part, and they screwed up. That's it. That's my whole opinion. Now, where my opinion gets weird with players is where they get to come in and tell everybody else what to do, or they should have gotten this instead of this. No, you don't get to do that. They're going to make that game, and they're going to make a ton of money. They're going to make another one, and you're going to play it, Soul Usurper. You'll totally make them. You'll play that game. You'll play that game like crazy, and you freaking know it. So... you're all freaking out now. What you ought to do is just go, video games, whatever. I probably should go say hi to my mom, and maybe I'll get some groceries later, and maybe I'll play Red Dead Redemption tonight, and run a rift or two in Diablo. Like, just, it's
because
not...
Because you know why? Because games are fun.
Well,
and when they stop being fun, they're no longer games, and games are fun. It's just fun. It's fun. Now, I do get the social commentary. We're being inundated right now. In just every which way you can think with, questioning the truthness of and motives of everybody because we don't know.
We have no idea what their motives are. And so we should stop assuming that we do. Like, I'll give you another example. White Top in the chat says, he says, Immortal feels like a cash grab. And we have come to expect Blizzard to be above that. It's disappointing to see the company take that turn. Now, I'm with you right up to there. Right up to there. Because it is a cash grab. Okay, this is an Activision Blizzard decision. I guarantee it. It's to make a crap ton of money. I get it. They're grabbing cash. Up till there, I agree with you, dude. But then you say they don't need to. D4 will be a huge moneymaker too, and they're leaving the money on the table for that. No, they're not. They're making the game the way they always make games. You forget how long it takes Blizzard to do shit. It takes them forever. Yeah. You think Diablo 4 is just going to be pooping out of their butt every 5 minutes? Like, just see where they've been and... prime your expectations accordingly. And when it comes out, they will make a crap ton of money on 4. I guarantee they freaking will.
I'm glad it's a cash grab as a content creator because you know what? More money means more workers. And I feel like Blizzard has a pretty good, and this is where we're defending Blizzard again, but I think...
defending Blizzard at all today. I've yet to say a thing that defends them.
I'm defending them a little bit because I'm really, I'm probably the most outsider person here on Frog Pants Network as far as Blizzard goes. I usually don't even play very many of the games except for Diablo. I played a little World of Warcraft, but I'm not entrenched like you guys usually are. But, I mean, I like any game company that is able to maintain, because in this day and age, we see so many game companies go into the, to the wayside, and it takes more than just, integrity and honor. Sometimes it takes, putting money first, because how else are you going to pay your content creators? And how else are you going to pay your content creators a decent wage where they can, only work 40 hours a week and go home?
Yeah.
We have to be, I think, once again, our expectations are set from prior performance from Blizzard that we have very high expectations from those guys.
Here's what happened. Here's what happened to the community. you asked your mom for a year for a new bike, and I want it for Christmas, Mom. And she said, well, we'll see. Maybe we'll have a bike for Christmas. Let's see how it goes. That's what Blizzard said. That's the mom. Okay. We got closer to Christmas, and about a week before Christmas, Mom came out and said, honey, now I know you're excited about stuff and we got some great things going for Christmas, but don't, you know, I want you to just back your expectations down a little for what it might be. But, you know, and that's what Blizzard did. That's what Mom's doing about the bike. And then we got to Christmas and he says, okay, I'm ready for my gift, Mom. And Mom came out with a pair of roller skates and said, here, son, here are these roller skates. They're super cool. They're so awesome. You should see these roller skates. They're awesome. Well, they're made in China and with a friend of mine, and these are so cool. You should wear these roller skates. And the kid went, I was supposed to get a bike. I hate you, Mom. I hate this family. I hate
it. He's not wrong.
I'm running away. I'm telling you, that's the scenario that we watched. Mom sucks. Mom sucks. The kid sucks. Right. Y'all suck. So quit sucking so hard and nut up. And wait for the next cool thing to come because you're going to get it. We don't have to have everything right this second. This isn't an apology for Blizzard. This is a request for humanity to quit being a giant dick because just a reflection of other dickish things happening out there in society. Why do we have to be a part of it? We should be above it. Gosh dang it, dude. Tell them you don't like it and move on.
I think a lot of people are looking for a very one-dimensional answer of why this happens. And why there is so much rage, but it's actually a very complicated issue. It's a very complicated relationship. It has to do with Blizzard creating primarily content for the PC, and most time PC users are very hardcore gamers. They like a certain level of gaming quality, and when you talk about phone games, it's a totally different game, but it's also one of the largest markets in the world. How can you, as a company, responsibly ignore it? I don't know. And how much effort you put into it, I don't know. And how much does Blizzard blow everything up? I mean, they always sell their games fantastically because they always have those great little movies and cinematics they put with it because they're great storytellers and a great visual artist over there. It's an amazing thing. So it's a complicated topic.
It is. Me,
but people
it is.
Want a really simple answer.
Sure. And yeah. I mean, Sidian keeps telling me that I'm ignoring the other side. I'm not. And you know I'm not. Also, other people who say, well, do we even know there's a Diablo 4? I would happily put money on it right now that there's a Diablo 4 right. or something.
There will be a mainline sequel
of some kind. They don't have to call it 4, then call it whatever they want, but that will happen. Whether you love it or not when it gets here, I can't tell you because you're you and I'm me. But I guarantee that's happening. And anyone who goes, well, we don't even know, is smoking the crack. Of course you know they are. That is money on the table. Duh. That's what Blizzard does. They make games like that. Now, if they don't, I'll happily eat crow and wonder what the hell's going on at Blizzard. Kind of like I wondered why the PR department thought that presentation was a good idea, because it wasn't. It was shitty. They did a bad job.
Was the presentation shitty or was...
No, the decision, all of it was shitty. It was a shitty decision to put it out at this conference. That is a PC...
Right, marketing.
Yes, that's a big part of it. The other part of it was trying to act all salesman-y. And listen, I love Wyatt. He's one of my favorite people at Blizzard. This is not about him. It's about what he was asked to do. And that is to come out and get really stoked about a thing that is obviously a fart in church, right?
Right.
I think they just... They tried a tact that was not the right tact. The tact should have been... All right, now look, we want to say a couple things about Diablo. We know you have big expectations for the series. We have big stuff in the pipe, and it's coming soon. We can't show that stuff yet. In the meantime, we got this little project. We just launched on Switch, and here's a little teaser video. Had they done that, I think it would have gone over better. Would it have been perfect? No. I had a brother-in-law who went to the show who all he wanted was a Diablo announcement. That's all he wanted, and he got the wrong one, and he's super pissed. But he's also not trying to start campaigns to have people shut down Blizzard. And by the way, some Blizzard people have gotten death threats. Freaking F all that
That's
bullshit.
Crazy.
F that.
That's crazy.
Like big double bird right up your butthole for that. And I mean it. So it's just, you know what? I'm not actually complaining about anything but butthole a-hole behavior. That's really it.
Right.
And I'm just not going to stand for it and say, well, in this case, it's okay because people didn't get their video game. F you. I feel very strongly about this. So anyway, we don't have to talk about that anymore. Let's talk instead about WoW Classic, Brian.
WoW Classic. Now I want to know a little more about WoW Classic because I just read the blurb. So what was the impression there? What's going on with the WoW Classic?
All right. So here's the deal. WoW Classic is literally that. And for years and years, people have taken leaked or hacked versions of early parts of the game, vanilla, and built servers out of it, and then would run those servers and people could join them. And Blizzard had to kind of shut all that stuff down. And when they did, people got very upset. They said, well, we want this experience and you're not providing it. So we were making it ourselves and we think we should be able to. And Blizzard said, all right, well, you come in and talk to us. And they had a meeting with these people, a whole bunch of them, all the kind of the leaders of these servers and stuff. And that didn't really get too far, except that Blizzard tried to talk to them. They tried to talk to them or back the other direction. There's a lot of stories. I don't know how many of them are true. But beyond all of that, I think those discussions kind of fell apart in terms of that being a direct relationship of how to do this moving forward. So instead, Blizzard says, all right, we'll make WoW Classic. They announced it last year. They said they didn't have much to show or talk about, but hey, we're doing it. Crowd went nuts. People got excited. This year, they showed a demo, and you could also play it at home if you had the virtual ticket. I played it up in the press area as well as down on the floor, and it is exactly what they promised it would be. It is classic World of Warcraft, that is to say levels 0 to 60 in vanilla form, meaning all the original systems and stuff. Right. Textures, models, all of it's the old school. Nothing's updated, nothing's new. The only thing they added to it was they leveraged some technology that allows you to shard, meaning have more people in one place than at once so that you don't crash the servers. They did that for demo reasons because otherwise everybody and their dog is in one place at one time and that's not a good experience. So right. They say in the final product it will not be that. But anyway, I went down there.
This is giving me the feels seeing this log-on screen for this WoW Classic.
Oh, yeah, no, it should. It's very nostalgic. The entire experience is like, oh, my gosh, check it out. It's WoW from 2004. This is super interesting. So I go into that, and I start a dude. You start at level 15 in the demo, and you're either in the middle of Westfall or you're in the middle of the Barrens, kind of where you would be at those levels, Alliance and Horde. And immediately you're hit by, ooh, stuff is ugly. Like, this is an 04 game, dude. And the only thing that isn't the case is you're not running in 4x3, you're running it in 16:9. I don't know what the resolutions were, but it was, widescreen. So that did not exist then. So this is that was definitely new. But outside of that, though, it's very much that vanilla experience. Everything's just real crusty and rusty and low poly and, game standards for an MMO in 2004. That's what you're getting. You start playing and you realize, oh, man, these quests I'm accepting, they don't tell me anything about where to go. I got to go find everything. I did not enjoy any of that. You die a lot. A lot. Your classes are reset back to that time where hunters had to buy arrows. You better not run out or you got to go all the way to town to get more. If you have mounts, you got to keep them in your inventory. But you're not going to have a mount because that takes to level 40. And when you do finally get there, you better hope you have the gold. So you run like 40 levels in this game. Again, neat stuff in 04, kind of stuff we've done away with up till now. Now,
right, you get this for free with your subscription, right? If you have a subscription.
Yeah, when it comes out. It's not out yet. It's coming out in the summer. But if you have a subscription to World of Warcraft, they decided to just make it part of that, no additional cost. I kind of thought, and a few others, Terpster and I had talked about this, we thought they were going to do like 10 on its own. Mm-hmm. And only an additional 5 if you wanted to add it to your existing sub. So maybe people would be paying 20 a month for both Warcraft Prime and that. But they instead said, nope, it's just a free thing to play. If you're already paying for World of Warcraft, this will now be part of your subscription, which I think is a really good, fair way for them to do that. That being said, what happened is exactly what I thought was going to happen. This is not for me. I do not want to play that. My first taste of this was remembering very fondly my time in Molten Core, 40-man raid way back in the day. And then they reintroduced that raid as kind of a, hey, let's go back and do an old thing again deal in Warlords of Draenor. And I hated it. It was awful in there. And we just sometimes are wearing nostalgia-colored glasses, and it's hard for us to see the forest for the trees, in my opinion. So playing that stuff is not interesting to me at all. I want to play the newer stuff.
I'm not going to be happy until they sell me a PC Mini with this and several other games I don't want to play on it, loaded on it.
Right.
Now this, $99. That's what I want.
And yeah, and this is what I want to say. Oh, it's older than that, Baton 2216. It is WoW from 04, not 06. 06, things had changed. This is vanilla-ass video game. Here's the thing, though. I am really glad this... I've said it before. I'm really glad this exists for people who want it. I really am. I think it's awesome they're doing this. And I think that if that's what you want, this is so that thing. And you should play it. And I think it's great. The fact they're doing it at all, I think, is great. And I'm happy for everyone who wants that. I will probably spend another 10 minutes in it when it comes out, and that's probably it for me. I can't see if that's
what's really weird for me. I can't understand why anyone who is currently actively playing regular WoW would play more than just a few minutes in WoW Classic before they would go, oh yeah, this is the reason why there's been 12 years or, you know, more updates. You know, it's like, I used to hate this part. I forgot how I hated this. So I don't know. To me, it seems like it'd either be, I don't know, maybe not necessarily free, but maybe at a discounted price or something outside my normal subscription. It just seems odd. But I'm sure I'm in the minority. I'm sure the other people.
Baton 216 corrects me and says that they said it was the 2006 version. I must have missed that, but I also wonder what that means, because there was a lot of stuff in that game in 06 that wasn't there at launch, and there's no 06 stuff in this game. So maybe they mean the engine version is 06, just for stability reasons or something. I don't know. But I understand this desire. The chat's talking about it now. I was about to bring it up. Old school RuneScape is extremely popular.
I downloaded that for my phone.
Yeah, it just came out for phones like a week or two ago or something. And it's on PC already, and people love that. And I think, oh man, I am so happy they're trying to service that market, because you guys deserve to get the thing you want. It is just not for me. So not going to play it. Don't care about it. I did play it there so I could talk about it, and that's all I needed.
That's all you needed. Speaking of old school stuff,
yeah.
I also saw they got that Warcraft 3 kind of jazzed up a little bit.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. I'll tell you what. This was unexpected. Nobody knew about this. No leaks, no nothing. They did this before with StarCraft 1 and Brood War, and it looked good, but it just looked like an up-resed version of the game. It didn't really, I mean, with a 2D sprite kind of game, it's hard to really do much to make it look astoundingly better. It definitely looks better, but it wasn't that big a deal. This came as a big, big surprise on how it looked. All the models redone, textures up-resed, geometry stuff and physics tweaked. It's still at its core Warcraft 3. Even the intro they showed, which was still the same narration and music from the intro in 03 or 02, whenever that game came out. But they redid that whole thing. So that entire trailer got redone, which is crazy. Warcraft 3 is one of the coolest games I ever played, story-wise. I loved it. I don't love RTSs, generally speaking, but that game really knew what it was doing. And so much of what Warcraft is was because of Warcraft 3. I played that for probably... I played it twice, so I don't know how much time that was, because it's this one scenario they just let you sit down and play, and then when you finish it, it's done. And I did it two different times. It's the culling where they poison all the shit, and Mal'Ganis comes and causes hell. Anyway, all that stuff, and it looks really good, like surprisingly good. The models look really tight and not low res and low rent. I mean, we've come a long way with 3D stuff, and they have really skinned this up nicely. That was maybe the one thing at the show I was most impressed with, because I was just like, whoa, you guys really outdid yourselves. I mean, is it a brand new game? No. It's another classic. They have a whole division devoted to this now, and so it's cool to see them churning out stuff. But this was a big surprise, and if you have some hankering for some old school Warcraft 3 business, I think people are going to be very happy with that. It looked really good. Did you play that one? Did you play it back in the day?
Oh, yeah. Warcraft 3, absolutely. Played it a lot. Now, I've just seen a couple little things they've shown for the Reforged, and it looks really good. I'm kind of excited about getting in back into that and playing it. I really dropped off when World of Warcraft came out at first when it was originally launched, and I really didn't care for it for a couple of years. I just didn't like the monthly subscription idea at the time. Of course, eventually I came around and played for a while and realized, oh yeah, I still don't like being locked into a monthly subscription with that. Even though I still do other things subscription, I just can't do that to one game. So yeah, Warcraft 3 definitely on my radar here. How much is it?
They didn't say.
$20
Oh, you know what? The pre-order is up, so it probably does say. I actually never looked.
I think you can get the basic for like 20 or something like that, and then if you get the next level up, it's like 30, and if you're nutso, you can get the
Do you get free stuff or something, or like added content?
Probably in-game stuff. I didn't really dig real deep on that.
Yeah, I missed that. I like it. I liked it, though. I liked what I played. It was neat. I want to go through that again. I don't know. They didn't say anything about all the other cutscenes and CGI stuff that they did in that game, which was already okay by those standards by that year. But I'd be really curious to know if like the intro, they went and redid it all. That'd be neat. But I don't think anyone said. And if they did, I missed it. Because one of the problems with going to BlizzCon is you see a ton of stuff, but anything you don't see, you really don't see. And it's like you have to get home and watch the virtual ticket to find out what the hell you missed.
So I got a little correction here. It's $29.99 for the standard edition. Okay. Spoils of War edition, which looks like it comes with a little... What is that? What is that thing?
Looks
like the Spoils of War.
I don't know.
I don't know. I can't see this. You're not giving me all the information here, Blizzard. And then, a virtual ticket, I guess, for next year for $80.
Oh, wait, the virtual ticket? You pre-purchased Spoils the virtual
of War,
ticket?
So you get the Spoils of War edition plus the virtual ticket for $79.99, which is about $10.
You know what it was? It may have been... maybe they were trying to encourage people right then who hadn't maybe committed so. to do it. That's hard to say. But anyway, that's interesting. I'll argue, I think $29.99 is a little much. I do think they've gone overboard on really redoing it. Like, they're clearly a bunch of work has gone into it, for sure. Way more than the StarCraft one, which was $15. Wagon. That was only $15. Big deal.
Right.
But
yeah, I felt comfortable at $20. I think they're going a little bit more.
Yeah, it's a little more. I agree.
That's okay. You got to pay for, the jobs.
Do you, though?
You got to pay for the jobs.
Do you? Yeah, you do. You do. Well, they got to pay for something. See, look here at chat room. You can see all these screenshots don't work, but like, these are legit models. They look really good, especially compared to what they used to look like.
They're saying you get a meat wagon mount.
Yeah.
Meat wagon.
In World of Warcraft. Yep. Hearthstone, you get some Hearthstone stuff, some other Blizzard perks for other games. So there's that. It's an interesting thing, and people were also pretty receptive to it. Nobody was really poo-pooing that. People seem to be happy about it. What else? I saw the new hero in Heroes of the Storms. Not much there to say, except her name is Orphea. She's the first hero in the game that comes directly from the Nexus and is not tied to another Blizzard IP, which in itself is sort of interesting. So she is kind of made from whole cloth. I think she's super fun to play. Her, she's basically this girl walking around with a big coffin on her back, and she summons like death magic and does all kinds of weird stuff. And she's in the comics and the little story stuff they've been doing. So people have seen her before if you're paying attention to that. I think her kit's really fun and her rotation's really fun. So I'm all for her coming out. And she is free to anybody who either went to the event or has the virtual ticket at home. She's just straight up free. So you don't have to buy her. And then in Overwatch, I did not play Hearthstone at all because I just can't be bothered. I wish I cared more. I just don't. And Ashe is the new hero in Overwatch. She is a female gunfighter lady with a rifle. She comes from kind of McCree's business. Yep. Used to be in a gang with McCree. She is super cool, I think, and has lots of great abilities. She has a dynamite thing she can throw and then blow up with her gun if she wants to shoot it in the air. Her best ability is her ultimate, which brings down this great big robot named Bob.
Bob.
Yeah, he's got this like old school Western mustache and a stupid bowler hat, and he's amazing. Everybody wants like Bob just to play Bob by himself, but he is an ultimate in this game, and that's fine.
Yeah.
Anyway,
you got to save something, right?
Because sure.
I mean, Ashe is a pretty cool character, but you throw in Bob, and you're like, okay.
Yeah, you throw in Bob.
When I was watching, I was like, that looks interesting. It looks okay. But then when Bob came down, I was like, yeah, that's where I'm going. I'm going to get me some ash.
Yeah, get yourself a nice piece of ash. What?
That's right. Nice. Good job.
Classy. Yeah, she's good. No other maps, though, or anything. They did have a full length, or not full length, but another animated short. It was the McCree short, and it featured her and Bob and McCree. And it was really good. That was a high point for the show, I think. So there was that. That looked really great. Who am I missing from this? They had the changeover of Mike Morheim to Jay Allen Brack. They did a little baton toss there, baton passing at the top, which was kind of cool. Right. A lot of respect out there for Morheim and his career, so it was, you know, kind of an interesting bit. And then what else? That's pretty much it. I mean, it is one of those years where they don't have a lot new to say. I mean, the newest thing, meaning new, would have been this mobile game. And in a lot of people's minds, mine included, it's not that new and not that big a deal. So they kind of had one of those years like they had in 2010 where there just wasn't much to say. That's the year they had Metzen come out and do the Geek Is thing, if people remember. And it was very odd. So it was one of those years for sure.
Right. It's always an interesting thought experiment for me to kind of figure out, is it better to be a more transparent company, or is it better to not announce anything until the very last second? I think it's played out since the beginning of gaming that if you mention a game and you mention its intent, that the expectations and our imaginations as fans elevates to a level that's almost impossible to match.
Well, at least on a consistent every year basis. It's like Apple events, right, or anybody else's events. Like eventually you're gonna have a middling or even less than middling performance, and I think they kind of had that here. Pink Owls in the chat says, I think they have so much in development right now that future BlizzCons will be amazing and this lull will be forgotten. Probably. I mean, if I had my guesses right now, I'll bet you Diablo 4 is ready for next year to at least show and announce.
Oh, they'll have to do something, won't they?
Well, I mean, they don't have to do anything, but if they do that, I wouldn't be surprised. And if they did, people will forget about the freaking mobile game and how...
Yeah, no one will ever forget. It's immortal.
Maybe. I doubt it.
Immortal.
Nobody remembers any of the weird stuff that happened before. I mean, I'm old enough to remember when Diablo 2 launched, everybody complained that it was locked in at 800 by 600. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Or that they didn't use 3D technology. It was a 2D game. People were pissed about that. I remember when, and now, you know, it's a universally beloved game in the franchise and no one ever talks snot about that game. But the people had, you know, they had complaints. I remember when people complained you couldn't respect your character. And I remember when Diablo 3 was first shown and everyone complained that the color palette wasn't dark enough and that was going to ruin the game. And like, whatever, man, like all these things over time, you're not going to take my love of Diablo away just because a dumb mobile game came out. But I'm not happy that it was that and not Diablo 4. I wish it was Diablo 4. That would have been great. Right. We'll get it we get it. What else? That's it, really.
That's a lot of stuff, though. I mean, this has been the most passionate conversation we probably had on this show. And I really appreciate the chat room keeping it real, calling us out when we need to be called out, and also not going to extremes, but also having good conversations.
Sure. I think I agree with most of that. I will say that I want to thank people who were either there or at home and watched the WoW Q&A that I hosted on Saturday. That turned out really great and was oddly not at all nervous about. It ended up it just felt like I was kind of at home up there. And Chris Metzen and I were responsible for his appearance. He and I had a discussion earlier in the day about it, and he agreed to do it, and we ended up kind of bringing the house down with that, and I'd love that happened. So if you haven't seen this or you haven't seen the clip on YouTube, you can go check it out and see how that all went down. It was a blast. Terpster showed up as well, but I should have said something mean, and I couldn't think of anything. He has this like porny looking like pedophile mustache right now, and I should have said something like nice mustache tea and then as he sat down or something. I didn't think
isn't the phrase see something say something?
See something
That's
say
what you're
something.
Supposed to do.
Yeah. Don't right. Stranger danger is what I'm saying about him. all right. Well, that's BlizzCon in a nutshell. Now this. All All right, let's talk about an email from a listener.
Email?
Email. This is from Josh, who wrote and says, "Hey, Scott and Brian.
Hi.
I had a random story happen to me, or a story event happen to me in Red Dead Redemption 2 that I wanted to share. By the way, that's one reason I'm super stoked to be home, because I get to get back into Red Dead. I haven't touched it today because I've been too busy, but I'm stoked to get back in there. Anyway, it says, I had a bounty and didn't have any cash to pay it off. I was riding through the swamp and figured that it would rob, or I would rob this random house. As I approached, I put on my mask, and while I was doing that, I heard some yelling coming from the house. As I go into the house, it cut to a little animation of Arthur, that's your character, Arthur Morgan, going up against a wall, and the camera went around, and you could see in the living room, there was a father and a son arguing. I waited it out, and the son left the room, but walked right by me. I shot him once, didn't kill him.
What?
Yeah. But his dad wasn't happy about that and pulled out his gun. I took care of his dad, and the son was sitting on the floor crying. Then I had to tell him, or had to make him tell me where the stash was, and he told me. As I looted the house, the son sat on the floor crying about his dad. At the end, I found a note from the son's mother, and Arthur tells the son that his father was hiding letters from his mom, and then I left. Mind you, this was just a random house. It wasn't marked on the map as a story thing or a side thing or anything. Just a random event pushed by RDR to my favorite. Just pushed RDR 2 to my favorite game of all time. Hopefully this makes sense, for I am a terrible person at explaining things over text like this, Josh. Josh, you did a fine job.
Great.
Exactly. Yeah, that game's full of cool stuff like that, and you hear stories all the time about weird crap that just happens randomly, and I may have driven or ridden past that house on my horse and never gone in, and who knows if I would have if the story would have even been the same. So, really, really cool. And I can't wait to play it again. Brian, you got to play this game, dude. It's good.
I know. Okay, well, here was my idea. I was like, okay, I don't have the time to play it at launch, so I'm not going to fight anybody for it. And my idea was, but I will have time to play at about the time the online play kicks in. So I'm kind of waiting for that so I can get a real quick first impression and report it right here on the show and just kind of jump in at that point. So
yeah,
I'm kind of waiting.
Yeah, I'd love to hear what you think.
Waiting.
We'll get around to it.
And they better hurry up and do it. They said it would be like 1 month after it. They better be on point.
They better be. That's what I agree. Hey, real quick. Oh, excuse me. I did do something while I was gone. I picked up a total impulse copy remotely on my phone. I just purchased it on the Steam app. And then I still have to install it, but by next week we'll get to talk about it. I finally get to play Two Point Hospital. Have you seen that on there?
Ooh, I have seen that on there. What, as you said, it was on sale?
Yeah, no, it's the same price. I just impulse bought it because I thought this is just too good. And I've been putting it off. It's been out for a bit now, and I just going, I don't have time. I don't have time. I'm such a sucker for like Hospital Tycoon style games. Mm-hmm. So I picked that up, and I hear it's great. So I want to play that.
I hear it's great, too. Very positive review so far.
Yeah.
Kind of excited.
Yeah, should be good. And, the chat room reminds me, we have online Red Dead coming soon. It'll be in this month.
Very soon.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. It's supposed to be like 1 month, somewhere in there after the release, original release. So,
yeah.
Can't wait.
When you say, let's see, I probably have a date here. I can't find it. I want to say it's like 2 weeks into the month. So you're looking pretty quick here at when Red Dead Online will happen, and they'll probably have major issues on day one because they did that with GTA and had major issues on day one. So
I can't wait. That's what I'm looking forward to. The glitches. I can't wait for the glitches.
There will be a PC version. That's another thing I'll bet money on, guys. I will bet you $59, the cost of a new game on a PC, that game is coming to PC. I am sure of it. Okay. Yeah, and having us do streams in there would be so much fun. We got to get it, Brian. We got to do it.
Oh, totally. Totally. It's coming.
Yeah, it's coming. Don't worry. All right, we're going to get out of here. Frogpants.com/BOOP is our website. You can find us at boopshow@gmail.com. We are on Twitter @boopshow. You can also find Brian over there at The Brian Dunaway. You can find me at Scott Johnson and the show @boopshow. I think I already said that. And we have a Reddit page, boopshow.reddit.com. A bunch of happy, funny people in there. And there's also a Discord, some other stuff. If you go to frogpants.com/contact. You'll find all those kind of community links, and you can jump into those as well. What else? That's it, I think. We'll give away some games after this, so stick around. if you want to win a game code or two. We definitely have them to give out. Brian, anything else you'd like to say before we head out of here?
Game on!
Oh, I like that. I like your...
Is that a thing?
No, that is a thing. It's totally a reasonable thing to say and think and do. So I say game on as well. That's going to do it for us. Thank you all for listening. Please come back next week when we'll have a brand new Boop show right here at frogpants.com. Sorry, frogpants.tv is where we do it live. It's going to do it for us. See you next time. This show is part of the Frog Pants Network.
Frog Pants Network.
Get more shows like this at frogpants.com.
I don't like steam.
Yeah.